Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just met with our training staff and Russ and plotted out a course for his work today. He'll have another strong work day today. We'll see how he feels in the morning, and we'll let that be our guide in terms of his participation. But it seems like he's in a place where his participation is going to pick up some in terms of a practice setting, a live pocket, if you will. We won't draw too many conclusions, but we'll just start that process, and we'll comb through that day by day, evaluate his ability to move and function and protect himself, and obviously evaluate his level of productivity. We'll let that be our guide in terms of whether we get into serious consideration as we push forward toward game time this week. So in a lot of ways, I'm taking the same posture that I've taken in recent weeks. I'm acknowledging that he's doing more work today than he did last Tuesday. It's probably going to produce the potential of more work tomorrow. And then we'll have some conversations as we proceed through the week based on the result of those things.
Justin, getting to a point where his play is, Russ's health is sort of immaterial, you're just staying with the guy where the team's
for. There's a potential for that, but we're not there as I stand here today.
Is there anything Justin can do to prove it right now while Russ is injured?
Play well. Win. That's our business.
Oh, yeah, baby. And I'll quote a guest we're going to have on at 8:35, John Wehner. Good morning, everybody. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. First clip you heard there from Mike Tomlin. He said Russell Wilson had a nice day yesterday. Russell Wilson should be doing more in practice today. The way I hear that, Doran, Justin Fields is going to start this game. Maybe you get a full week of participation from Russell Wilson. I'm guessing they don't even consider playing him in a game as the starting quarterback unless he gets 2 full weeks of practice with the way that Justin's playing and given their record.
Yeah, they're feeling good with Justin, and it was a little bit more promising watching Mike Tomlin yesterday. I know that he poo-poos Justin's performance. Well, not that poo-poos it, but he doesn't really give him as the much credit that you would think that he would. I think that this week the barometer for Russell Wilson is to ramp it up today, because that's the big day. That's the bulk day. Wednesdays, tomorrow. As a lesser bulk day, but you're going through situational stuff. And then Russell Wilson will be the backup quarterback on Sunday. I think that that's what they're looking like. Let's take this one step at a time. We're not going to just initiate, say, like, okay, well, we're going to see who's the starting quarterback. It's either Russ, it's either Justin. They feel comfortable enough for Justin to go in there this week, primetime game against the Dallas Cowboys, and be the starting quarterback. He's earned that. I think that we all know that. From our eyes, I think that they know that from their eyes and their day-to-day with Justin Fields. But alongside of that, you got to start ramping up Russ just to be the backup quarterback, even if Justin is the starter. So
I'm with you.
I think that that might be the case right now.
I think that's exactly how it's going to play out. He'll get 3 days of practice if there's no setbacks. Hey, he might wake up today and be sore and not be able to practice in full. Same thing could happen on Thursday. Less likely on a Friday where it's basically a glorified walkthrough. But there's always the possibility of a setback. But I think the expectation, the hope from Tomlin, from this staff, from Russell Wilson, is that he practices in full this week as the backup quarterback. And then you'll wait and see next week. That's where that second clip comes in. And Will Graves was all over it. And paraphrasing here, but Will Graves asks, hey, is there a possibility you just go with the hot hand? And Mike Tomlin said, yeah, but we're not there yet. And then Ashley Iotis asks it a different way. Mike Tomlin, well, you heard the response there. He sounded different this press conference. For the first time, he is allowing for Justin Fields to take this job, to grab it, and make it his own, where in previous press conferences, he didn't even want to go there. He didn't want to soothe us with hypotheticals. So if I'm Justin Fields and I watched that press conference, not sure he did, I'm feeling really good about my standing as Steelers starting quarterback as long as I play well, as long as I win games.
Well, if you're Justin Fields, well, at least us, because we know Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is very aware of his stats, of his statistical things that he's accomplished. And you know what Mike Tomlin does in primetime, what his record usually is? He does perform, and his team does perform in primetime. He steps up. I think that within this moment that we're in right now, not the whole 30,000-foot view of the Pittsburgh Steelers season, but in this moment right now, this is the final test for Justin Fields. Can you perform whenever everybody's watching?
Yep.
You know that Tomlin thinks that way.
Absolutely.
You know that it's okay. Like you performed on the road. You won us games on the road. You performed on the road, but we lost the game. You performed at home. Let's see if you can perform whenever the lights are on against the Dallas Cowboys. You know Mike Tomlin's thinking that.
Oh.
That's the final test right now. Like, are you going to shrink or are you going to embrace the moment? And if he embraces the moment, then we'll go week to week and see what that's going to be for Justin Fields. But I guarantee Mike Tomlin's like, I want to see what this guy does on primetime.
It makes sense, and it's a moment that comes to a head here because game one, okay. Game two, first half, better. Game three, really good. Game four, couple of mistakes, but I thought largely an elite performance from Justin Fields. He has gotten better each and every week, and prior to last week, the game where they let him throw it around was the first home game of the season. Mm. I think we're going to see a lot of that in this game. Uh-huh. Dallas's defense, 27th in the National Football League. They only gave up 230 yards to Cleveland in week one, and yet they're still 27th in the NFL. They can't stop the run. And oh, by the by, probably going to be without their best two defensive players, their best two pass rushers. I think Justin Fields is going to have himself a game, and I don't think Mike Tomlin is going to look back. And next Tuesday, he's going to say, we're riding the hot hand. That's how that's going to go, in my opinion. He threw it around against San Diego, or Los Angeles. That's the team. Los Angeles. And we had been waiting for that. I think he's the reason why they won that game. He was the reason why they came back last week. And now you're at home again. I think we're about to see Justin Fields' best performance of the season. And if you're Mike Tomlin and you see that and you win a football game, you're sitting there at 4-1, primetime in the lights. You're not stupid. Mike Tomlin's a very smart guy. You can question some of the decisions he made in this Sunday in particular, and he's had his moments, and they haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. He ain't no dummy. You wouldn't go back to Russell Wilson if you're sitting there with a starting quarterback that's 4-1 that's only gotten better with each passing week.
That'd be ridiculous, right?
It would be one of the dumber things he's ever done. And it's not just that Russell Wilson would be 4-1 at that point. It's that he's 10 years younger. So you've got a quarterback playing well who's winning you football games that might be the future. Russell Wilson, maybe he'd come in and be a little bit better than Justin Fields. That's a possibility. I was really high on Russ coming in. He threw 26 touchdowns last year. The Steelers, the last two seasons, have thrown 25. He might come in and be very good if he did come in. But is he going to be that much better than Fields? I don't think so. And so I would live with a young guy as the tiebreaker, because he might be your future.
I did think that at one point, like before the season. was like, okay, like let's knowing Justin Fields and watching a lot of his games in Chicago and thinking that we were going to get the Chicago Bears Justin Fields, I was like, okay, like let's give it a game or two. Let's see when Russ is healthy. It will look better because I know how Russ will handle the football. Mm-hmm. I know that he could throw the deep ball. I know that he's precise. But Justin Fields answered all those questions that I thought about Russ in these first four games. Like, I didn't know that Justin Fields was going to be able to protect, be efficient, be precise with the football, you know, be so locked in and have that leadership quotient. Like, he has checked so many boxes in 2 months.
Yeah.
2 months. Like, August and September, training camp through preseason, through the first four games of the season, he's checked so many boxes that it's like, how would it really look if Russ went in there? And how could you even picture it looking any better?
Like, I'm with you on that. I think the only difference between Russ and Justin Fields, if Russ had played these games instead, I think you might be 3-1. I think you might see more touchdown passes. I think you would see less rushing touchdowns. Maybe it looks fairly similar, but I don't know. If Russell Wilson played the last game, I don't know that they come back, at least in the fashion in which they did. Justin Fields' legs were a big catalyst for how they came back in that football game.
Right.
And a couple of drives started out with scrambles, making Indianapolis really have to consider that element of his game. Now, Mike Tomlin also did leave open the possibility that Justin Fields loses a game or doesn't play well and you go with Russell Wilson. He said to Ashley Liotis, play well, comma, win. So if they lose this game, or if he doesn't play well, or both, will he really go to Russell Wilson after two consecutive losses? Where in one of those games, your defense and the start of the game, for my money, is the reason you lost the game. Would he really go to Russell Wilson if they lose this game to Dallas?
I think both of those happen simultaneously.
So a loss and he plays bad.
Yes, I think a loss, no. I think maybe play bad, win, maybe no. But if play bad, lose, yes.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it either. And you're a proponent of, you know, he gets one or just a mulligan.
I don't even look at the last game as
either.
A mulligan.
I don't either.
So he still gets two.
You're saying
two.
Individually a mulligan.
Yeah.
Like for him, not for the team.
Right.
For sure.
So he still gets two for me.
Right.
This game wasn't on him. There were issues. The snap issue, he admitted was his fault and it cost them an opportunity. But I still think George Pickens' fumble was a bigger problem. I think the defense was a much bigger problem. I think the start not being ready to go, particularly by the defense, was a much bigger problem. He put 300 yards through the air and 50 on the ground and accounted for three touchdowns. That's not a mulligan. That's just a good performance, a quarterback rating of over 100. How do you feel about Justin Fields? 412-928-9370. Here's a text. Take a look at Wilson's highlights. Use your eyes and tell me that wouldn't look great in black and gold. This defense deserves those plays now. What? The defense deserves what now? The defense that lost the game on Sunday? Come on now. I do think Russell Wilson would look good in black and gold. I think he can come in here and win football games. But I'm not giving him a look at the expense of a 25-year-old quarterback that is 10th in the league in passer rating right now and 7th in completion percentage, and he's mostly protected the football, particularly through the air. That's what you were talking about. What couldn't he do coming into this season? Protect the football. He couldn't manage games. He could do the 350 thing. He couldn't manage games. Now we've seen both. So I think, yeah, Russell Wilson can win you football games, but come on now. Not at the expense of Justin Fields. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, Tomlin critical of his defense. And for good reason. Do we think the defense can bounce back? Are these schematic issues? Were these communication issues? What were the issues?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That's why you put the defense on the grass. We didn't get the job done from that perspective. If nothing, we just intensified the environmental component of the matchup. We got to do a better job there. We can't warm up to the action. It really hadn't been us, but it was us defensively. I'm excited about getting that group out and in the stadium again. That's a responsibility that I expect them to embrace, man. We got a lot of veteran players, and whether they're new to us or not, we got a lot of veteran players on that unit that understand the importance of that. And so looking forward to giving them another opportunity.
Yeah, consider the environment not quelled when the defense gets absolutely shredded on the first possession, hot knife through butter with Anthony Richardson, who led two scoring drives, and then he handed it over to the greatest quarterback in human history, according to Mike Tomlin, Joe Flacco. The defense was atrocious for most of that game on Sunday. If you think otherwise, you didn't watch the game. And I look at Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, who we have on every Friday at 8, and he did some deep diving on the stats, and he pulled this out in yesterday's Post-Gazette. Sports information systems, Doran, it's a way to chart things in the NFL. Steelers defense this year has given up 51 receptions on 57 passes for 591 yards and two touchdowns in the middle of the field. They're getting cooked in the middle of the field. Now, of those 591 yards, 158 of them were against the Colts. So do you look at this as a one-off? Carter went into some of the breakdowns, which we talked about the last 2 days. Like, there were obvious miscommunications with the defense. Was it more that, or is this a schematic issue with the Steelers D?
I think that it was the communication, and it can't be, well, you would hope that it's not a schematic issue, because you would go in and fix the schematic issue.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you see that and there's miscommunication and there's breakdowns and there's a team that targets a certain area of the field or targets a certain player on your defense, you, as Terrell Austin or Mike Tomlin, you're getting paid a lot of money to fix those things. You set up this defense to kind of hide any wart that you would come across on an offense. And I think they did a good job of doing that with Patrick Queen. He's yet to really produce at a high level, as we expected. Get that, but he was brought in to hide some of the things or stop some of the things offenses can do. So they're getting paid a lot of money. If it is a schematic issue or communication issue, like, you better get that fixed, and it better be fixed by today.
I'm with you. I don't think it's all schematics. Sometimes in the end, people hate to hear this. This is just a reality. Sometimes Peyton Wilson's going to have to cover a receiver in the slot.
Yeah.
That's football.
That's why the offensive coordinators get paid, is to get those matchups.
That's right, man. Now, we've seen it be very apparent what's happening. I remember a few years ago, the Steelers opened up against the Patriots, and Terrence Garvin had to run out to the boundary to cover Rob Gronkowski one-on-one. That's extreme. I may well have called a timeout in that circumstance, but it's going to happen from time to time. Your linebackers are going to have to cover people they don't want to cover. That's the league. And offensive coordinators, like you said, are hunting for those kinds of matchups. The reason why I do think it's mostly correctable, Beanie Bishop probably blew a coverage. I don't know the responsibilities, but that's what it looked like.
He was supposed to pass it off, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other one was a Peyton Wilson, where everyone's playing zone and then he played man. Looks like a Peyton Wilson issue. Two rookies making rookie mistakes on the road in week number four. It's not my favorite. It costs a game, but learning experience, young guys make mistakes, I can live with it. When older guys make mistakes, when veterans make mistakes, that's the kind of thing you go, is that going to be fixed? Or is that just who they are? But when a Peyton Wilson or a Beanie Bishop does it, that to me is not good. Couple of texts here at 412-928-9370 on Justin Fields. Don't read too much into garbage time stats. Need a better start. He dug the hole. Does Russ do that? There was not a single garbage time snap taken in this game. When you are driving at the end of the game in a two-minute drill with a chance to tie the game or take the lead, that means the game has always been in the balance. Ipso facto, no garbage time.
No.
Hey, those three consecutive touchdown drives, it's not garbage time. They weren't down 45-10 and mounted a comeback and lose by 15 points.
Right.
That's garbage time. So come on now. Put some respect on Justin Fields. And then one more text. Doran, what is glazing?
And give me some context there.
That we are glazing Justin Fields, yet the defense is historically good. So why are we not criticizing Fields more?
That we are putting Fields on a pedestal. We're like bowing down to Fields. Glazing. There's another way that I could say it, but I can't say it on air.
Oh. Glazing. Here's the actual text. I was trying to find it. Glazing of Fields after four pedestrian starts while simultaneously crushing a defense that is off to an historic start is crazy. That from Nate. It's not a historic start. Through three games, it was a historic start. Now it's not. They're not even the number one defense in the league. You can't be on an historic pace if you're not even the best defense in the league. The 08 Steelers, best at everything. Hey, you're historic. 2000 Ravens, best at everything. 85 Bears, best at everything. You can't be a top five defense. You can't be the number two defense and be historically great unless the number one defense is also historically great, and that's not what we're seeing right now. So you can criticize the defense when they give up 27 points to Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco. In fact, that's what we should all be doing yesterday, Monday, and today. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And Tomlin even agrees with us for what that's worth. 412-928-9370. And then this one I think is especially for you, Doran. Not that I think he was talking to you this text, or I think you're referring to me. Texted in and said, I don't believe any defensive coordinator truly takes Justin seriously. I'd bet Wilson can make some alarms go off and give the Steelers a real spark. Do you think DCs are taking Justin seriously?
Yes. I think that, ask Jim Harbaugh, ask his defensive coordinator. I bet you they took him seriously. I bet you they take him seriously now. I bet you Raheem Morris takes Justin Fields a little bit seriously. I bet you Sean Payton takes him a little bit seriously. I mean, even though that it wasn't a super statistical games against some of those teams, he won them football games, and you have to prepare for Justin Fields more than you prepare for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson may be a better thrower of the football and may be more accurate and precise, but the legs thing always plays a factor. You create an extra gap, and you don't have enough guys to stop that. So I would take him seriously if I were, Mike McCarthy's defensive coordinator, whoever that is now.
Well, I'm not comparing him to Lamar Jackson, okay? But you've said many times that that's the guy that keeps you awake more than any quarterback in football because of all that he brings to the table with his legs and his arm. Justin Fields isn't Lamar Jackson, but he's Lamar Jackson light.
Yep.
And I think he's a better passer, at least right now in the middle of the field for
Russell
Wilson. And I think over 17 games, it would bear out that Russell Wilson's the more accurate passer. But through four games, only six passers in the league have been more accurate than Justin Fields. He has proven his doubters wrong, albeit only through a quarter of the season. He can't manage a game. Well, he's done that. He's not accurate. He's done that. He doesn't throw over the middle of the field. He's done that.
Turnovers.
Up until this game, and the fumbles, I think, are different than interceptions.
Interception turnovers.
Yeah, fumbles can be a little bit more fluky from time to time. He's checked all the boxes of the things that a lot of the national analysts would say he couldn't do. So, everyone on the text line, just relax. What? I don't want to do this. I'm going to do it. You know, we all bent over backwards to find the positives out of Kenny, and there were moments with Kenny. You know, late games, clutch moments. He won football games. He had a winning record. But the other stuff wasn't there. Justin Fields has done the other stuff, and he's 3-1.
I could see if they were, 1-3.
Yes. Yes.
It's a different conference. Okay. Like, he would have something to do with that. But they're 3-1.
Because that was the other knock on Fields. Can't win. He's 10-28. Right. Well, maybe coaching has a lot to do with that. Maybe utilizing a guy correctly has a lot to do with that. Speaking of utilizing a guy correctly, if Mike Tomlin is open to the possibility of going with the hot-handed quarterback, would he be open to the possibility at another position? We'll talk about that coming up next.
Darrell had success before he got hurt running the ball. Was there something that he was doing differently or that was working in the run game when he got in there?
He was playing extremely well, but we're not surprised by that. You know, he's a dynamic guy. We're excited about continually including him in what we do.
Mike Tomlin talking about Cordarrelle Patterson, who had to leave the game after throwing 43 rushing yards. He was playing really well. Najee Harris didn't have a great game. Najee Harris had fewer than 20 rushing yards. He did catch a screen pass and show some explosion when he got into the open field, and that was nice to see because we weren't seeing a lot of that running the football. In fact, we didn't see it at all on Sunday. We saw a lot of explosion from Cordarrelle Patterson. Now, Jaylen Warren and Cordarrelle Patterson could play in this game, according to Mike Tomlin. Probably going to be limited early in the week. Both guys are going to have a chance to play. Mike Tomlin, as we've already discussed, said he could get to a point where the hot hand's got to keep playing at quarterback. He did the hot-handed quarterback thing last year. Hell, he even allowed Jaylen Warren to play like 50% of the snaps last year. I don't know why you wouldn't ride with the hot-handed running back, Doran, and if Cordarrelle Patterson is healthy, if Jaylen Warren is healthy, I want those guys touching the ball in this game, at the very least, more than Najee Harris. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, but I think that when Najee Harris is at his best, it's that healthy balance of 50-50. You basically just said it right there. Whenever Najee Harris played his best football last year, it's when Jaylen Warren was at, like, it was like 51-49. And if you can find that, because I personally don't think that Jaylen Warren is going to play this week. I do think Patterson's going to play. I think he's limited today, but I think at the end of the week or by the time Sunday comes around, he'll be ready to go. So I would go 50-50. I would split it right in half. And I think that that's where you get the best Najee Harris. Even if it's 60-40 Najee Harris to the second back, I don't think he's at his best. I think it's straight down the middle, 50-50. You get the most energized, the best quality of Najee Harris. I like where you're going because you do want to ride the hot hand, and I think that it would be situational. Like, if Cordarrelle Patterson didn't get hurt, I think that they would have rode him the rest of the game.
I do think so, too, because he was getting more burn early, even.
But I do think that Najee would have had a bigger factor in the game being that 50-49-ish type running back to Cordarrelle.
And I think they would fall in line with you, and I think that they would have informational backing and eye test backing too. Najee Harris played his best football at the end of the Chargers game. He plays his best football historically at the end of seasons. He's not a guy that's been at his best early in games or early in seasons because he's the kind of guy that's a sledgehammer, and he's going to keep knocking at that wall, and then eventually that wall is going to come down. I do buy that. I think early in this game, to your point, if Cordarrelle Patterson plays and he's breaking off 12-yard runs and Najee Harris getting in there and it's 3-4-5, 3-4-5, I do think you start leaning more towards the hot hand.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And I think that Cordarrelle Patterson's that kind of guy too. I mean, we saw the explosion early in the game, But you keep handing it to that guy? I think Dallas's defense is soft with Parsons and with Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Neither one of those guys expected to play. Lawrence can. He's now on IR. Man, you want to tackle that guy?
No. And then Najee?
Oh!
Yeah, that's tough.
He's not Derrick Henry. No one is. But that's a guy that runs. I mean, he flies. He's fast as hell. He has that kind of upright Adrian Peterson running style. Like,
and he's big.
Oh, my God.
Well, he'd be a Hall of Famer.
I'd have to look more into the kick return stuff.
I think he leads all time.
We just saw Devin Hester get in there. When they got him, they said he's the best kick returner of all time. So I'd have to look at the statistics.
He might be a Hall of Famer. Somebody did say that. I think one of his teammates said that like 2 weeks ago. He's like, yeah, he's a Hall, you know, CP's a Hall of Famer. Somebody said that.
I think he could be a Hall of Fame kick returner.
Yeah. Not like a running back.
Yeah.
But like a Hall of Famer.
I mean, I'll tell you, I'm really pleasantly surprised how much he still has in the tank from scrimmage, though. Like,
me too.
Running the ball, catching the ball. He had a couple of catches in this game before he got hurt. The outcome of the game, seriously, he was this good. The outcome of the game might have been different if he played, because the Steelers, yeah, Justin Fields threw for 300 yards. He did so because he had to, which is nice to see.
Right.
Like, we've been waiting for that. What if it doesn't go according to plan? Can he do it? And he did it to an extent against the Chargers. He really had to do it in this game. He might not have had to do it if CP was playing in this football game. All I'm saying is you got nothing tied up with Najee anymore. Like, he was a first-round pick, so for a while you probably feel obligated to give him the ball. He's not a Steeler at the end of this year in all likelihood. So if he's not playing well, it's not personal. It's just you got to win football games.
Yeah.
And if Cordero Patterson's going to be playing well, give my man the ball. Give my man the ball. Is that better? A little bit better. All right, coming up next. Have you caught any of the Elandon Roberts show with Donnie?
Last week.
I'm really impressed with Elandon. I think Donnie hosts a really good show. And there was a moment in last night's show where Elandon Roberts made somebody in the audience cry. Why? We let you hear it. We're back coming up next. And then at 7 o'clock, Devontae Adams watch. We got another one, Dort.
Here we go.
We got another one. We got a wide receiver watch, baby. Hashtag. Let's go.
Well, Joe is a vet-savvy guy. We, you know, certain... A small group of us knew, you know, if Joe was to come in the game, you know, how we would try to maneuver the defense and whatnot. But, you know, like I said, man, this game started with us.
Elandon Roberts yesterday on the Elandon Roberts Show from Minio's Pizza House with Donnie Football. It's a really easy listen. It's a good show. Goes real quick. And there's a baby crying in the background at the very mention of Joe Flacco's name. Who among us didn't cry on Sunday watching Joe Flacco carve up the Steelers' defense? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, we've got another wide receiver watch. Hashtag Devontae Adams watch. There's a Pittsburgh Steeler who, it appears, wants Devontae Adams to also be a Pittsburgh Steeler who, we'll tell you coming up at 7. We are live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. I still can't get over the Joe Flacco thing. And right after that answer from Elandon Roberts, he did say, our issues are our issues. Like, we can give Joe Flacco credit. He's the perfect backup quarterback. They pay him for a reason. And all those things are true. I do think Joe Flacco is among the most perfect backup quarterbacks you could have in the NFL. I'm happy he owned it. Mike Tomlin seemed to own it more yesterday than he did after the game. After the game, they almost genuflected at the altar of Joe Flacco. And the reason it bothers me is not to take anything away from Flacco, who did play very well. It's just that better quarterbacks are upcoming, including this week with Dak Prescott walking up into town.
Yeah, you would think that they would have had the appropriate adjustment and try to attack Joe Flacco, knowing that he's a statue back there. But, you know, this is everything's a learning experience, too. Mike Tomlin does know Joe Flacco, but a lot of the players on that team don't know Joe Flacco. You know, they didn't play against him last year. I think they had, DTR, and then they had Deshaun Watson whenever he was in Cleveland. So Mike Tomlin knows Joe Flacco, knows what he's capable of. But if you have an older veteran that's like 40 years old, 39, 40 years old, that just can't move, you would think that you could get after him. They didn't. But you're right. Like, that's a great point you bring up is, they better get it fixed if they, you know, whatever type of quarterback that they are going into the game, like you have a specific game plan for. And I'm sure they had a specific game plan
absolutely
for Anthony Richardson, but it didn't work. But you have to have a game plan for everything. And I think they got caught. I think they got caught of thinking one way and not thinking the whole entire way.
I'm with you. And Mike Tomlin's a defensive coordinator by trade. We talked about it with Derek Shelton and Andy Haynes. When you can't hit and you're a hitting coach, then it can't just be the hitting coach's fault. It's also got to be your fault. If there's no adjustments on the defensive side or not enough, that can't just fall on Terrell Austin. It's also got to fall on Mike Tomlin. And it was fairly alarming in this game that a different style quarterback comes in and is able to dice them up. Maybe it looks different if you don't have a Beanie Bishop gaffe, if you don't have a Peyton Wilson gaffe, if you don't have some miscommunications. Maybe they called the right defensive plays. Maybe things look different if T.J. Watt doesn't get held and abused on one of the touchdowns there. But ifs, buts, candy nuts, every day could be Aaron to Dongfest. That's from The Office.
Oh.
You lost. You gave up 27 points. You got a much better offense coming to town this weekend. You have a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah.
They come out and they make Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Mike McCarthy coordinated offense look bad. I'm not going to say all's forgiven, but at 4-1 beating the Dallas Cowboys, I think you could paint that as an anomaly.
And I'm leaning towards that happening.
I think so too. This does seem like a defense that when challenged can rise to the occasion. The Chargers defense was the best in the NFL, and they came out and played an unbelievable game, holding the Chargers to -5 yards in the second half. This week, they're going to hear how bad they were, and they're going to hear about how good the Dallas offense is, and I think they will rise to the occasion. All right, coming up next, Davante Adams. He's available. You just got to pick up the phone. Make the Raiders an offer they can't refuse. Is it worth it? Would you give up something of substance for Davante Adams? 412-928-9370. Get in line. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And best caller wins two tickets to see the legend, Doran, Steve Wonder, on October 8th at PPG Paints Arena. So best caller, chance to win two tickets to see Stevie Wonder on October 8th. First, though, fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet Washington Road in McMurray or at sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.